And it's a good morning, Pilgrim, here in Hillsboro. It is a blue sky this morning. And I have a sermon here from Charles Spurgeon, and I'm going to do a bit of it. It's entitled The Great Liberator. It's a sermon delivered on Sunday morning, April 17, 1864, by the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon, Metropolitan Tabernacle, Newington. He read from John 8:36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, blessed is that word free, and blessed is he who spends himself to make men so. You did well to crowd your streets and to welcome with your joyous acclamations a man who has broken the yoke from off the neck of the oppressed. Many sons of Italy have done valiantly, but he excels them all and deserves the love of all the good and the brave. Political slavery is an intolerable evil. To live, to think, to act, to speak at the permission of another, better have no life at all. To depend for my existence upon a despot's will is death itself. Craven spirits may wear the dog collar which their master puts upon them and fawn at his feet for the bones from his table, but men who are worthy of the name, men, they'd rather feed the vultures on the battlefield. The burden of civil bondage is too heavy for bold spirits to bear with patience, and therefore they fret. They murmur beneath it, this murmuring the tyrant loves not. Therefore he throws the sufferers into his dungeons and bids them wear out their days in captivity. Blessed is he who hurls down the despot, bursts the doors of his dungeons, gives true men their rights. We've never felt, and therefore we know not the bitterness of thraldom. Our emancipation, the emancipators have gone to the world of spirit, bequeathing us an heirloom of liberty for which we should love their names and reverence their God. If they could have lived on till now, how we should honor them. But as they're gone, we do well to applaud our illustrious guest, as if we saw in him the spirit of all our glorious liberators worthily enshrined. Political liberty allows scope for so much of all that is good and ennobling, and its opposite involves so much that is debasing, that the mightiest nation, destitute of it, is poor indeed, and the poorest of all people, if they be but free, are truly rich. But, brethren, men may have political liberty to the very fullest extent, and yet they be slaves. For there's such a thing as religious bondage. He who cringes before a priest, he who dreads his anathema, or who creeps at his feet to receive his blessing, he's an abject slave. He may call himself a freeman, but his soul is in bondage vile, if the superstition makes him wear the chain. To be afraid of the mutterings of a man like myself, to bow before a piece of wood or a yard of painted canvas, to reverence a morsel of bread or a rotten bone, this is mental slavery indeed. They call a black man in the Southern Confederacy, they call him a slave. But men who prostrate their reason before the throne of superstition are slaves through and through. To yield obedience to our Lord, to offer prayer to God Most High, is perfect freedom. But to tell my heart out to a mortal with a shaven crown, to trust my family secrets and my wife's character to the commands of a man who may well be all the while wallowing in debauchery, is worse than the worst form of serfdom. Easy for you to say. You don't have my teeth. I'm sorry. Someday I'll quit complaining about these things. I would sooner serve the most cruel sultan who ever crushed humanity beneath his iron heel and bowed before the Pope, or any other priest of man's making. The tyranny of priestcraft is the worst of all ills. You may cut through the bonds of despots with a sword, but the sword of the Lord himself is needed here. Truth, truth must file those fetters, and the Holy Spirit must open those dungeons. You may escape from prison, but superstition hangs round a man, and with its deadly influence keeps him ever in its dark and its gloomy cell. Skepticism, which proposes to snap the chains of superstition, only supplants a blind belief with an unhallowed credulity and leaves a victim as oppressed as ever. Jesus, his Son alone, Jesus alone, can make men truly free. Happy are they whom he has delivered from superstition. Blessed are the eyes at this day. At this day we see the light of gospel liberty and are no longer immured in popish darkness. Let us remember our privileges. Bless God with a loud voice that the darkness is past. The true light shines since the name of Jesus. The preaching of the word and the power of his truth have, in this respect, in a high degree, made our nation free. But look around you, pilgrim. This was a few years ago. It ain't the same today. How free are we from superstition and hellishness? Yet a man may be delivered from the bond of superstition and still be a serf. For he who is not ruled by a priest may still be controlled by the devil or by his own lusts. Which is much the same, ain't it? Our carnal desires, inclinations, are domineering lords enough as those who follow out their commands. A man may say, I feel not supernatural terrors, I know no superstitious horrors, and then folding his arms he may boast that he is free, but he may all the while be a slave of his own evil heart. He may be grinding at the mill of avarice, rotting in the reeking dungeon of sensuality, dragged along by the chains of maddened anger, and borne down by the yoke of fashionable custom. He is a free man, who is master of himself through the grace of God. He who serves his own passion is a slave of the worst of despots. Talk to me not of dark dungeons beneath the sea level. Speak not to me of pits in which men have been immured and forgotten. Tell me not of heavy chains, nor even of racks and the consuming fire. The slaves of sin and Satan sooner or later know greater horrors than these. His doom more terrible because eternal, and his slavery more hopeless because it is one into which he willingly commits himself. Perhaps there are those present who claim liberty from themselves, and they say that they are able to control their passions and have never given away to impure desires. Aye, a man may get as far as that in a modified sense and yet not be free. Perhaps I address those who, knowing right, have struggled for it against the wrong. You've reformed yourselves from follies into which you'd fallen. You have by diligence brought the flesh somewhat under in its outward manifestations of sin, and now your life is moral, your conduct is respectable, your reputation high. Still, for all that, it may be that you are conscious that you're not free. Your old sins haunt you, your former corruptions, they perplex you. You have not found peace, for you have not obtained forgiveness. You buried your sins beneath the earth for years, but conscience has given them a resurrection, and the ghosts of your past transgressions, they haunt you. You can scarce sleep at night because of the recollection of the wrath of God which you deserve. And by day there is a gall put into your sweetest draughts because you know that you have sinned against heaven and that heaven must visit with vengeance your transgressions some day. You've not yet come to the full liberty of the children of God, as you will do if you cast yourself into the hands of Jesus. Jesus, who looses the captives. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free as a mere political liberator can't make you. Free as he cannot make you who merely delivers you from superstition. Free as Reformation can't make you. Free as God alone can make you by his free spirit. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I'm going to leave it there. I think you get the message. We need Jesus. There are liberators running about who can free us from the slavery of men. But they can't free us from the slavery of sin. We need to be free of sin. Free of slavery to it. Free of slavery to Satan and this world, his system. We need Jesus. We don't need... need I mention names at this time in this country? No, I don't think I need to. We need Jesus. We need to return to the Lord. It's our only hope. There is no other hope save in the name of Jesus. Did I say Jesus? Oh, Pilgrim. God bless. Have a blessed, blessed day with our Lord.